Let me begin first by welcoming General Alfred Ladebore and the accompanying delegation, the Deputy Chairman of the SPLM in opposition. His arrival today signifies that indeed the war has come to an end, and that the suffering inflicted on the people of South Sudan by this unwanted war will be brought to an end, and that peace shall reign once again in this country. His coming also demonstrates the commitment of the government of the Republic of South Sudan, the SPLM in opposition, and all other parties to the agreement to implement the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. I would like, therefore, at this stage, to pass on a message of hope to our people that you fought for this country and you set it to be free and independent so that you live in prosperity like other world nations. This will be our responsibility in the government with all the partners in the agreement, to see that the people of South Sudan are reconciled, reunited, and this can only come through tolerance and forgiveness. We must tolerate ourselves. Our diversity is a source of our strength. And that this country, as said earlier, it will anchor itself into its right place in the history of the world, and it will emerge as a strong, transparent republic. Your people, you have suffered a lot. And I tell you from here, our commitment to the agreement is irreversible. We would want to implement the agreement, conduct reforms, and go beyond the agreement, do all what is good for the people of this country. The people of South Sudan are above the parties to the agreement. The interest of this nation is above all the interests in this country. And therefore, we pledge our allegiance to the country and the people. I therefore would like to thank the members of the press for all the job you are doing, your presence here, the heat of Juba that you are facing up to this moment, so that you are able to convey the message of peace to our people. I heard about the issue of the people arrested. I want to tell you, as a committee responsible, a government committee responsible for the reception of all members of the SPLM in opposition who are arriving to Juba, that this committee now, we are working jointly with our partners in the SPLM in opposition. We have not received the arrest of 16 people, but any issue of such kind will be looked into by the committee and seen what happened. But just to note one thing here in Africa and elsewhere in the world. You know, when it rains heavily, when there's a heavy rain, and the rain is stopping, it doesn't stop automatically. There are always drizzling and so. The war has been 2 years. There have been a lot of problems. Peace is a process. I want to assure you, today is better than yesterday, and tomorrow will be better than today. This is the hope we want to tell you. There will be difficulties left and right. We are aware of them. But we are resolved, committed, and determined to overcome them. There is no difficulty in the process of the implementation that will overcome the parties to the agreement. And this is the most important thing that you need to note now. It's a strong political will from this country and the people of this land that this war will be the last war among the people of South Sudan. And should this country fight a war, it will be a war of defense of this republic, but not South Sudanese turning a gun against his brother or sister. We are committed to this. We ensure you have a smooth transition from this agreement and a better future to South Sudan. Thank you very much.